gave a very wonderful lecture about the Vaishishya, the special glories, the unique position of Sri Navik-dharam. So he ordered me to translate that lecture. I'll do my best to carry his order. Srila Gurudev said, this Navik-dharam is so glorious, but really, its confidential glory is known to very few. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, in his Navadvip Shatakam, where he is praying, Aradhanam Navabhanam Vajatananam Te Naradhanam Navabhanam Vaja Eva Dure Aradhito Dijasuto Vajanavarate Naradhito Dijasuto Natadeha Krishna Aradhanam Navabhanam Vajakananam Te. The Kunjas of Vrindavan, they are extremely confidential. It is very difficult to enter that place. But those who worship the nine islands of Navadvip, oh, they will easily enter into the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And Naradhanam Navadvip Braja Eva Dure, those who will not worship this Navadvip Dham, for them Braja Mandal will be very, very far away. Paradito Dvijasuto Braja Nagaraste. If someone who worships Dvijasuta, means the son of Jagannath Mishra, this what Dvijasuta indicates, in very natural mood of love, because it is mentioned his connection to his father, Jagannath Mishra. Aradhito Dvijasuto Vrajanagaraste. That person who worships the son of Jagannath Mishra, then they will attain Vrajanagar, Vrajabhavanagar, Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, in Parakriya Rasa, he is called Vrajanagar. But Naradhito Dvijasuto Natareha Krishna. Krishna must be attained by those who do not take shelter of the lotus feet of Satyananda Gauhari. So even though this Navadvip Dham is a bit of Vrindavan Atmaka, none different from Vrindavan, still there is some speciality. First of all, Krishna nama kare aparadha ravisha aparadha ranalale nahoya vikar. If someone will take Krishna nama but they will commit 10 offenses, then they will not experience the melting of the heart and tears flowing from their eyes because of those offenses. But Chaitanya Nityananda nahi esa bhavicha naam lete prema jena bahaya sudhar. If someone will take the name of Gaur Nityananda, they never take into account one's offenses. So upon taking their names, the heart melts and tears flow from the eyes. So just as Gaur Naam is more merciful than Krishna Naam, so Gaur Naam Navadvip is more merciful than Krishna Dham Sri Vrindavan. We see that Indradev, the King of Heaven, he committed very grave offense to Sri Krishna and overt vases by inundating Vrindavan with heavy rain and thunderbolt. He tried to destroy everyone. So when he realized he made a mistake, he approached Krishna with Sulabi. But actually, he was not completely forgiven. So then Indra, he came here to Navadvip Dham, and here he was completely forgiven for all offense. So Srila Jnana Chandra Thakur, he said, গৌরাঙ্গের সঙ্গীগণে নিত্য সিদ্ধ করে মনে সেই যার ব্রজেন্দ্রসূত পাঠ শ্রী গৌর মন্ডল ভূমি যেটা জানি চিন্তামণি তারা অনেক প্রাজভূমি বা If someone will have very strong faith that the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their Nitya Siddha Prakar, they are eternally liberated associates of the transcendental realm, then what will happen? Then very easily they can approach Krishna. And those who have strong faith that this Gaura Mandal is Chintamani, it is made a transcendental touchstone, is none different from Vrindavan. Then, Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi, Jeva Jani Chintamani, Sarahaya Braja Bhumi Bhad. They would easily attain Braja Bhad. Eternal residence in Braja Dham. So, for those who are practicing devotional service, the goal of their life is what? Not Krishna. Many persons have seen Krishna when he performed his pastimes in this world. But to appreciate the identity of Krishna requires what? Krishna praying. So praying is the prayojan, the aim and object of life. And this praying, it has two aspects, sambhog and dipalanga, meeting and separation. This meeting and separation, they also divide it into millions of different aspects, but four are prominent. There are four types of sambhog meeting, that is called sankshipta sambhog, sankheta sambhog, sampanna sambhog, and samvriddhiman sambhog. Brief meeting, contracted meeting, successful meeting and fully flourishing meeting. Four types of meeting. But these four types of meeting depend on four types of separation. The Sanchet Sambhog, it takes place only after Purvarag. Purvarag means separation which is felt prior to one's initial meeting. Then the second type of separation is called Maan. Separation due to sulky mood, contrary mood. Meeting after this man is called Sankhya Sambhog. It is where meeting is somewhat contracted. Why? This meeting that takes place after man is like hot sugarcane juice. Why? Because if Radhika is in man with Krishna because he met with someone else, then when she decides to meet him, when she meets with him, it's very sweet. But at the same time, she remembers that he was meeting with someone else. So this is burning. So hot sugarcane juice, it's so sweet that you cannot spit it out. But it's so hot that it's also burning at the same time. So this called the Sankhya Sambhog. It takes place after Maan. Then Sampanna Sambhog. This takes place after the pravas, kinchit guru pravas, only some distance. For example, when Krishna goes for cow grazing, then afterwards, when there's meeting, this is Sampanna Sambhog. During Rasa Leela, when Krishna disappeared from the Ras, and all gopis wept and sang gopi geet on the bank of Yamuna, then when Krishna appeared there, Kasamagera book story, Mayamana Mukambhaja. This is Sampanna Sambhog. Then Samriddhiman Sambhog, fully flourished meeting. It takes place after 2 years of pravas, very long time distance separation. For example, when Sri Krishna goes to Mathura and then to Dwarka. So the meeting of Radha Krishna at Kurukshetra, this is Samriddhiman Sambhog. Or the meeting of Krishna with gopis the first time he returned from Dwarka to Braja Mandal and they met in Lohavan. This is Samriddhiman Sambhog. So four types of meetings. They depend on four types of separation. Therefore, the conclusion is Nabi Nabi Kulambena Sambhav Kushim Ashtate. That without separation, then meeting, it cannot be nourished and it cannot attain Vaishishtata, wonderful variegated aspects. So Srila Gurudev has explained that one special Vaishishtya, one speciality of separation is that at the time of meeting, outwardly there's meeting, but inwardly something is lost. But the time of separation, though outwardly there's no meeting, but inwardly the meeting is so complete and perfect, and so many realizations occur which do not occur at the time of meeting. So therefore, from the tattva-vichar, that means if we examine meeting and separation from a neutral standpoint, then it will be concluded that separation has so many wonderful specialities. But from the point of view of the Purkar, the associates of Krishna, if you ask them, which is what you like, meeting or separation, then what will they say? So the conclusion that separation is so glorious, oh, this is from the Tattva Vichar, not from, it's not the internal roots of the residence of Vraja. In this way we can reconcile this controversy. So, at the time of separation, Radhika comes in the stage of Mohan Akhya Mahabhav, Mohan, Mohan Bhav. He has so many anubhav, internal feelings. It comes up to the stage of Divyan Maya, transcendental insanity, Udgirna, Chitta Jalpa, 10 types of insane raving speech. Sanjalpa, Vijalpa, Pratijalpa, Abhijalpa, Prajalpa, etc. In this stage of Mohanakya Mahabhava, even though Radhika is in dire suffering, she only desires Sri Krishna's happiness. In this stage, Radhika weeps so pitifully that even the fish in the Yamuna begin to wail in sorrow. At this time of Mohanakya Mahabhava, Radhika, she prayed for her own death to come so that the air in her body may mix with the totality of air. So when Krishna is hot, then the air from her body may cool in her depression. The fire from her body should mix with the totality of fire and the sun. When Krishna wakes in the morning, it will illuminate the mirror and he will smile at his own face. The warmth of her body will go into the water of Pavan Sarovar. And when Krishna will take a bath there, then, he will be cold and refreshed. So in these are the anubhav, the reaction in that stage of Mohanakya Mahabhav. So these are the wonderful specialities of separation. But we should know that higher than Mohanakya Mahabhav is the highest mood of all. It is only in Radhika. It is not even in Lalita and Vishakha. That is called Madanakya Mahabhav. And this Madanakya Mahabhav never takes place at the time of separation. This Madanakya Mahabhav only takes place at the time of meeting. Srila Gurudev gave an example of this Madanabhav, very famous, when Radhika was sitting in the lap of Sri Krishna at Prem Sarovar, and Madhav Mangal, he says to her, bumblebee that was flying around the face of Radhika and making her become afraid. Then he said, Madhusudan has gone and he will never return. Radhika took this to mean Krishna has gone and he will never return. And being in the lap of Krishna, she became overwhelmed with separation and began to weep, Ah Krishna, where are you? And she fainted and became unconscious. Krishna also, being influenced by Yavadasai Vritti, by Radhika's Bhav, he also felt the question and began to say, "Oh Radhika, Radhika, where are you?" And he fainted. And the Nikadi Shakar and Old Sakis, they all began to weep and all fainted. Even the Sukhansari, everyone fainted. But Sukhansari came back in sense and began to chant the names of Radha and Krishna. And again, they came into sense. When Radhika came back to consciousness, she looked and saw her own reflection on the chest of Shri Krishna and began to criticize him. "Oh, this devotee is so shameless, he's meeting with another woman right in front of me." Seeing her own reflection upon his chest. These are the what? Reactions of Madanaki Mahabhav. So this takes place only at the time of meeting. This Madan mood is only in Radhika. Krishna himself, he has some Mahabhav. But he cannot understand what is Radhika's Madan mood. And therefore, taking her sentiment and complexion, he appears in this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to realize this most confidential of all mysteries. Where does he do that? Of hearing Bhagavad Gita. So Sri Krishna, he is Akhila Rasamrita Murti, the embodiment of all rasa. But if you examine the rasa samagri, the ingredients of rasa, this paribhav, vibhav, anubhav, sadhukabhav, vyavicharibhav, and vibhav, the stimulation of one's permanent sentiments is divided into two parts, vishayalambhan and ashrayalambhan. So Krishna, he is vishayalambhan, he is the object of rasa, and Radhika is object of rati. And Radhika is what? Ashraya Lambhan, the abode of rati for Krishna. So Krishna knows what it's like to love his vasis and taste the flavor of their love. But Krishna does not know what it's like to be in love with himself. So in the rasa ashraya, prem ashraya, there is superior rasa, but that rasa is unavailable for Krishna. Therefore he has to appear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to realize that rasa. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, he met one devotee, his name was Raghupati Upadhyay. And from him he wrote one verse, Shama Eva Paramam Rupam. In this verse, Sri Raghupati Upadhyay, he said, which form of Krishna is the best? Oh, Shama Sundar. Which Dham is the best? Vrindavan Dham. Which mellow is the best? Shama Rasa, that is Madhurya Rasa. And which age is the best? That is Kishore, the adolescent. So Krishna, when he appears in this world in Gokul, there in Gokul Mahavan, he performs Balya Leela, his pastimes of infancy. Then he moves to the other side of Yamuna, and in Vrindavan and other forests on the western side of Yamuna, there Krishna, he performs his Pauganda Leela, boyhood pastimes. And then he enters his Kishore Leela. His Balya Leela, his Balya Vasa, his infancy was made successful by his pastimes in Vatsalya Vasa with Mother Yashoda. His Pauganda Vasa, his childhood, was made successful by his pastimes with his friends in Satyarasa. And, oh, come day when the whole universe became successful, when Krishna entered into Kishore Vasa and performed his pastimes with the gopis of Vrindavan. So in Kishore Rasa, there is this highest speciality, most rasa. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world and he performed pastimes in different places. First 24 years, he ain't already gone. Then after 13 sannyas, he briefly went to Puri and then he began to tour. And he toured South India. And he went to Vrindavan, Kashi, Prayag. All his travels together were 6 years. Then another 6 years, he did Harinam Sankirtan with many associates in Puri. And last 12 years, in Gambira, he did authentic Rasa Swadan, one pointed absorption in simply tasting Rasa in the association of his most intimate friend, Sri Swamidamada Roy Ramananda. So we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed pastimes in different places, but in Navadvip Dham, his Bhagya Lila, his Padmanabha Lila, and Kaisho Lila all were in Navadvip Dham. Then he took sannyas and began to wander here and there. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, in the Gambira, he relished the moods of gopis of Vrindavan, especially Srimati Radhika. He would weep all day and night. And Swamidamada and Roy Ramananda, they used to inspire him by singing the verses of Chandidas, Vidyapati, the songs of Sri Jeet Govinda, the verses of Sri Roy Ramananda's own Jagannath Balabh Natakam, the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Pranay Geet, Jugal Geet, Brahmar Geet. And in this way, Mahaprabhu would always be inspired and relish the mood of separation. It was very difficult to understand when Swamidamada and Roy Ramananda used to come to Kashineshwar Bhavan, the place of Gambira. Then Govinda, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant, he would say to them, "Oh, Swamidamada, Roy Ramananda, why have you come here? When you come, you only make him cry, you make him become more and more upset, so why have you come?" It's very difficult to understand that Mahaprabhu was actually relishing Chakra's bliss through these pastimes. So all of this has been describing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is superior to all Veda, Vedanta, Upanishads, Puranas. Navadvip Dham is no different from Vrindavan, and it is supermost because here it is Madhurya Dham. We see that in Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plays like an ordinary boy. He goes and meets with Kolabeta Shridhar, and though he is the Supreme Lord, Isha Vashami Dham Sarvam, everything in the universe belongs to him. But he goes and quarrels with Kolabeta Shridhar over the price of pumpkin. And by force he steals pumpkin from Kolabeta Shridhar. He drinks from Kolabeta Shridhar's rusty broken iron pot. So very big pastime right here. He arouses the girls who are doing puja of Ganga. He tells them, steals all the articles of puja, that I am the husband of the Ganges. So worship me. They cover their ears and they don't say anything. So in this way, Madhurya Lila, sweetness, human-like pastimes that take place in Navadvip Dham. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he left, briefly went to Puri and then went to South India. And he came on the bank of Godavari. There on the bank of Godavari, he manifested to Roy Ramananda the form Rakaraj Mahabhav, unprecedented form, Krishna himself holding flute, his eyes rolling with various ecstasies and becoming completely covered by the effulgence of Radhika's Shivigraha. This is Rakaraj Mahabhav. Raja Manada has never seen it before. And as soon as he saw it, he fainted and became unconscious. So this pastime is extremely high. But can we say that Godavari is superior to Navadvip? Why not? We should know that Madhurya Leela means Naravat Leela, human-like pastime. Madhurya means Laukik Sambandhu Bhat Sambandha, having relationship with one's devotee, like the ordinary intimate family relationship that you find between friends in this world. This is Madhurya. In this Madhurya Maya Leela, the opulences of Bhagavan are completely covered by Yoga Maya, and therefore this thing is more confidential, more secret than those pastimes in which the Bhagavata or the godliness of Sri Krishna is revealed. So if we examine this pastime at Godavari, what do we find? Srila Gurudev explained, in this pastime there is very high class of philosophical discussion on the goal of life of the Vedas. This has come Aishwarya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in sannyas ways. So this sannyas form, oh, there has to be some respect for sannyasi. Also, to manifest another form to someone, this is the manifestation of opulence of Bhagavata. And seeing this Rayamananda painted. And even though the mood, this is Aishwarya also, and even though the mood of this form, Rasaraj Mahabhav, that is actually our Radha Vinod Bihari, this form, even though this mood is very high, on the Godavari, it was manifested out like a flash of lightning only for a moment. This is a Shanik Leela, just for a second. So for all of these reasons, we cannot accept that Godavari can touch the glories of Navadvip Dham. Then we see that when Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, there he was absorbing Radhika's mood. But what mood? See, Krishna covered your soul part, he said. Radhika Rapala Jakse Udhava Darshane Sri Baba Mata Prabhu Rahe Rakhi Dine. Day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the madness of Radharani's separation, exactly as Radhika felt at that time when Udhava was sent from the Thura by Krishna to come to Vrindavan. And so Radhika is Nandagam in Kadamba Chari, Udhav Chari. So this is Mahaprabhu's mood, especially in Jagannath Puri, in his leela there. Now, Srila Gurudev is giving a conclusion. The highest goal of life is praying. And the highest shelter of all praying is Srimati Radhika. But Srimati Radhika herself, she has three aspects. It is stated, Sri Sanat Kumar, Rupa Goswami said, Sanata Sanatana Bhagi Pacharite, Karna Kurumai, Karna Bharite, Sanata Sanatana Bhagi Pacharite. Oh Srimati Radhika, you are so merciful. And you have been glorified by O Kumar, especially Sanat Kumar in his Sanat Kumar Samhita. So there is a verse. Shakti Samyogini Kama Bhava Shakti Viyogini Ladini Kirtida Pustri Radhan Eva Trayambhajat Mama Pranishwara Krishna Chakta Vrindavanam Kajit. Here Sanat Kumar explains Radhika has three aspects. One aspect is original, the mood, root, and the other two, they are her expansion. So one expansion is called Vyogini or Bama, Bama Shakti. It's known as Bama Shakti or Vyogini Radha. So, that is, you know, in Sanskrit says that Vrindavan Parikarya Paramekam Negatiti. Krishna never takes the foot outside of Vrindavan. Krishna never is Vrindavan. So, when Krishna leaves, this is not Krishna meaning. This is Krishna's expansion. That is Vasudeva Krishna. Krishna's Vaibha Prakash. So if Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, if the Prakash has been, then who is that Radharani who is left behind crying? Not original. It is her expansion called Bama Shakti. O Vyogini Radha. So it is Vyogini Radha who manifests all the modes of Mohanakya Mahabhava, Divyan Mahat Chitra Jalpa Udgena. These are the aspects of Mohanakya Mahabhava that we explained earlier. It is not up to the stage of Madam, the stage before that. So she is called Bama Shakti or Vyogini Radha. Then the other aspect of Radharani, Shakti Samyogini Kama, that is called Kama Shakti or Samyogini Radha. Vyogini means separated from Krishna, and Bama means, oh, she feels indignant that Krishna has left me. So she called Bama Shakti or Vyogini. Now, Samyogini means Radhika is meeting with Krishna. But this aspect is also called Kama Shakti. Why? She's meeting with him. But her Kama, her desire is not fulfilled. Why? This is the aspect of Radhika. As Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, Radhika also never leaves Vrindavan. So who is that person who went to Kurukshetra and went to Krishna? That is Radhika. Samyogini, Samyogini Radhika, her expansion. Oh, Kama Shakti. She's meeting with Krishna, but her desire is not fulfilled. She wants to go back to Vrindavan. Why? She doesn't like to be in Kurukshetra. They're in Kurukshetra. There are elephants, horses, chariots, millions of soldiers and generals, and opulence. There is no Kamal Vriksha, Kadamba Kaman, no Jamuna Giraj Govardhan, lotus flowers, Gopu bees humming, cuckoo birds singing, Udipama, all this thing of Vishnu Vrindavan is absent. So how will Rasa manifest there at Kurukshetra? And also, there at Kurukshetra, Krishna is dressed like a king in golden armor with weapons. But in Vrindavan, what to speak of having a chariot in Vrindavan? Krishna does not even wear shoes. In Kurukshetra, Krishna has no flute, no pitambara, no pitambara. He is just decorated with a mirror of Kamalan and gunja, earrings made of gunja beads. Or if you wear them at Kurukshetra, all will laugh. So Krishna is there and Radhika is there. Radhika, I am the same Radhika, you are the same Krishna, but my heart is not satisfied. There is not even one drop of the ocean of Rasa of Vrindavan present here in Kurukshetra. Sorry, don't want to be there. Krishna told her, oh, you should meditate and realize that you are always in me. If you meditate, my lotus feet will appear in your heart. Radhika said, Anyera Hridayama Moravam Vrindava Manavani Eta Parimani Yaditava Padataya Karaye Gaje Udaya Tahatoma Sonakipamani. Hey Krishna, if really you want to be merciful to me and you want your lotus feet to appear in my heart, then listen to my words. For some people, their mind and their heart is one. What does it mean? Mind is the place of sankalpa vikalpa, accepting and rejecting. Mind is the place of calculation. But heart is the place of love. The mind can change, mind can move, but the heart never moves. So for other people, their heart and mind is one. One day they will love you and one day they will leave you. But Radhika said, no. My mind, my heart, that is the place of love. Where? Vrindavan. And it never moves. So if you want your lotus feet to appear in my heart, then come now and return to Vrindavan. So Radhika, she situated Krishna on the chariot of her desire, Manurat. That is Jagannath Rath. Jagannath Rath come is what? Radhika's Manurat. The chariot of Radhika's desire. And Radhika and her gopis, they are dragging Krishna back to Vrindavan. This is the meaning of Rath Yatra. Mahaprabhu relished all these things in Jagannath Puri. So, that Radhika who is speaking these things at Kurukshetra, who is that? Kama Shakti Samyogini Radha. But, that Radhika, who is always in Vrindavan, who is always with Krishna, Mava Praneshwara Krishna, Asakta Vrindavanam Kajit. My Krishna, he is my Pran, my life and soul. And my Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Who is that? Ladini Chetidapu 3. Sarat Kumar says, the full Ladini Shakti. Soda Takala. Full Ladini Shakti is Chetidapu 3. The daughter of Chetida or daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. She is called Vrishabhanu Nandini. So when we say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing his pastime in Radha Bhava, then the question comes, which Radha Bhava? Samyogini Radha, Vyogini Radha, or Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha? This question comes. So Mahaprabhu relish the moods of different aspects of Radhika in different dhams. So which aspect of Radhika is supreme? The dham in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relish the supreme aspect of Radhika, that dham will be the supermost. Srila Gurudev is giving this very deep and confidential siddhanta. So we can examine that when Mahaprabhu came in this world, he performed his pastimes in Navadvip Dham. And after going to the after going to Gaya, when he returned, before that time he was Pandit, Nimai Pandit, logician, and arguing with everyone. But when he returned from Gaya, he was completely transformed. He was no longer Nimai Pandit. Now he was Bhavuk Nimai, Rasik Nimai. And he did his Nagar Sankirtan pastimes here in Navadvip. But at that time, his Radha Bhava was not fully practical. He had not fully realized. So he left and went to Kakra and accepted Sanyas. Then he came to Jagannath Puri. There, he did Aishantik Rasa Sadhan. One point in absorption in tasting Rasa. And he fulfilled his three desires. So there in Puri, he manifested astonishing Leela. Sometimes he would look, coming on the shore of the ocean and seeing in the water of the ocean that it was Jamuna. And Radha and Krishna were playing there and he would run to join their pastimes. And fall unconscious, he would float in the ocean, sometimes sinking, sometimes floating in the ocean for 24 hours. And all the devotees were weeping. Their worst fear came, perhaps Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has discovered his Apakat Leela and disappeared from this world. And under guidance of Lord Damodar, taking torches, they were searching throughout the night. And walking along the beach, they came to one fisherman. And the fisherman was trembling, weeping, and saying, Krishna, 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 uncontrollably. And he warned them, hey, don't go there, there's a ghost. When Lord Damodar saw the ecstatic symptoms in the fisherman, who thought him to be haunted by ghosts, he told him, my dear friend, don't worry, I am a famous exorcist. And then he slapped his face and chanted some mantras and said, now you'll be okay. Now show me where the ghost is. So then the fisherman took them and they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every joint of his body had been separated by 12 inches of skin. And he became very long, more than 20 feet long, and all wrapped up. made a lot of all-past in his body wrapped up. And it's very difficult to recognize because he's been floating in the ocean for more than 24 hours. And devotees began to weep. And they chanted Hare Nam. And then his body became tight again and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became conscious. So where am I? Why did you bring me here? I was in Vrindavan. Sometimes Mahaprabhu, when all the doors of Gambhir were locked, somehow they could get out. How is it possible? Oh, like those people that are locked inside their houses by their mother-in-law and father-in-law and husband, and Krishna plays his flute, but somehow by separation, by the influence of Yoga Maya, they find themselves there at Vamsiva in a moment before the others. In the same way, Mahaprabhu being locked in Gambhir chanting Hare Nam could hear the sound of Krishna's flute then. Jagamaya, he came out. Devotees searched for him everywhere and found him like a tortoise with all limbs inside his body. So he manifested all these astonishing sattvic bhavas. We say astasattvic bhava, eight types of sattvic bhava. But how many types are there? Unlimited. It is not being mentioned that Radhika has all these sattvic bhavas in Srimad Bhagavatam. And our physical forming, they also not mentioned. Why? Too painful to mention this in Radha Krishna's Leela. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, through his Leela, he has given a hint of all these anubhavas of Radhika secretly. And it is being given in the form of a hint in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita nowhere else. So, what is Mahaprabhu doing at this time? He is tasting the praise of Bhava Shakti Vyogini Radha. This is Mahaprabhu's pastime of tasting the praise of Bhava Shakti Vyogini Radha in Puri. So Vyogini is not the original form of Radhika. Therefore, though this leela is so high, it is not the supermost leela. If you look on the outside, there will be, oh, this is fantastic, this is the highest thing. I never heard that Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Ghat becomes 30 feet long or becomes like a pumpkin. Oh, this is higher. But in this past time also, there is some Aishwarya in Puri. I remember once I asked Gurudev this question. This past time, when Mahaprabhu becomes like a pumpkin or tortoise, they seem so high. And in Navadvip Dham, we don't find this leela. So how can we reconcile? Srila Gurudev said that Madanatya Mahabhav is the highest mood of all. And when this Madan Bhav is manifest, or it is not necessary that there will be any very spectacular display of changing forms or anything. Radha Krishna may be just doing jhula leela. They may be just sitting together on the swing and swinging. And this astonishing Madanatya Mahabhava is being relished by Radhika. And Krishna is tasting her praise. And those who love, or they cannot see or appreciate or understand how beautiful this is, how high this is. Because there's nothing to see. So in the same way, though in Puri, Mahaprabhu manifests all these astonishing shape-changing pastimes. But in Navadvip Dham, he may be just singing Maha Mantra and holding hands with Gadadhar Pandit. And the Madanaki Mahabhava is flowing. But who can understand how great this leela is? This was Gurudev's reply to this question. Gurudev's Kathas is unprecedented astonishing. I think in the whole world, very rare that anyone can have the chance to hear such a deep deliberation on this subject. In fact, when Gurudev was walking in this evening, he called me and said, "Arana, come here. Now I want you to translate what I said. Because this katha is so deep. I know that all devotees there, never in their life they heard such a katha as this." So then Srila Gurudev explained that when Mahaprabhu met with Rama on the right at Godavari, there he realized the mood of Radhika. But what mood? Like Samyogini. Because Krishna is there and he's being inspired in Radha Bhava. by very intimate associates like Ramana and Rai, but they end up in Vrindavan. Then Srila Gurudev says that when Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, then all the dream has Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, the great master. But when he's hearing another dream, they like to call him what? Satyananda, the son only in Salam Madhusati. Nimai Pandit. One Gurudev says, oh, there's Pandit on every corner of every street. So to say, Nimai Pandit, this is not. This is how I saw you moving this. Here is Vishnu Priya Pranadan. He is Nadia Bihari here. So another further consideration which is very important. We see that when Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, after initiation, he began to relish praying, Krishna praying, in the mood of gopis and in the mood of Radhika. But not fully. Afterwards, when he left and went to Puri, then he went more and more deeply into Radhika's mood. So if you compare Navadvip Leela with Puri Leela, it seems that the Leela in Puri is superior to Navadvip. But we should know, not only is it Madhurya Leela here, but in Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed after Kaliya Leela. Mahaprabhu's appearance here is a Naimittik Leela. Mahaprabhu's childhood, infancy and childhood here is Naimittik Leela. Mahaprabhu's deliverance of Jagai and Madai, it is Naimittik Leela. Mahaprabhu's deliverance of Chandkaj is Naimittik Leela. There are no Muslims in the spiritual world. So there's no conversion of Muslims in the Nityananda Dham, so many people, they look at the Naimittik Leela of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip and the Naimittik Leela of Mahaprabhu in Puri and comparing these and conclude that Puri is higher. But we should not compare with Naimittik Leela. We should compare with Nitya Leela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not have Nitya Leela or Astakalaya Leela in Godavari. He does not have Nitya Leela or Astakalaya Leela in Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nitya Leela or Astakalaya Leela is only in Navadvip Dham. So Srila Gurudev, he explains that in Golok Vrindavan, Golok Braja, there Krishna and the gopis, they perform their Astakaliya Leela from the end of night, Nishanta Leela. That is the 3 o'clock and 48 minutes until the 6 o'clock. The Nishanta Leela. And after that, from 6 o'clock until 24 minutes plus 8, Prata Leela. Then from 24 minutes plus 8 to 10:48, the Purvan Leela. Then from 10:48 to 3:36, this is the Madhyan Leela. Like this, Asta Kali Leela is going on 24 hours a day. This is Krishna's Nitya Leela. So, as Krishna and Gopis perform Nitya Leela in Vrindavan, in the Nitya Navadvip Dham, there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his Astakaliya Leela with his associates. In the night time, he performs Mahasanketan Rag in the house of Srila Thakur. And afterwards, he takes little rest. And then, in the time of Nishant Leela, Mangala Sri Guru Gaura Mangala Marathi, Mangala Nishant Leela Mangala Udai. Mahaprabhu awakes in the early morning, and as soon as he opens his eyes, being absorbed in the mood of Radhika, he realizes, oh, Radhika is in the very close embrace of Krishna, but soon the sun is about to rise, and realizing this, Mahaprabhu begins to weep bitterly, and express all types of apathetic bhava. This is Mahaprabhu's Nishantalila. Afterwards in Pratalila, in the association of his friends, he goes to the Ganga to take bath. And he is absorbed in Radha Krishna's Pratalila, etc. So this after Kalalila, Srila Gurudev said, that this is the prana of our sampradaya. This is the life air of our sampradaya. Without this, our sampradaya has no life, cannot exist. In this leela, there's no going to Mathura, no going to Dwarka, no going to Puri, no going to the Gaudi. This leela is involved in a bit of Vrindavan, Navadvip only. And that leela is the life and soul of Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, Srila Gurudev commented that Rupa Prabhupada has given the instruction, Krishna is the Yastra Giritan Manasa Priyeta, Dikshasi Chaitanya Pivista Bhajan Panisham, Sususraya Bhajan Adhidya Mananya Manya, Nindadi Shunya Vidam Ipsita Sangalabhya. If we want to enter into pure bhakti, then we have to give order to Vaishnavas. But how? According to their faith. If someone is chanting the name of Krishna, whether they are initiated or not initiated, one should give honor to that person from the core of one's heart and think, he is my own family member. Anyone in this world. There may be our Keshaji Gaudiya Mathur, Devananda Gaudiya Mathur, Iskand Mayapur, anyone chanting Hare Krishna, then you should think, he is in my family. And respect that person from the core of one's heart. And Dikshasthi Chet Padaji Viksha Bhajantanisham. If someone has received Diksha and they're established in Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of their relationship with Shri Krishna, then you should honor them from heart and physically by body you should give Dandavat Pranam. Falling on the ground like a stick. If you want to enter into pure bhakti. And Sushushraya Bhajana Vigyamanandi Manya Nindari Shunyurida Viksha Ipsita Samarasya. Good. Devotee who is realizing bhajan, then that devotee, one should honor from the heart, one should give dandavat pranam, and one should listen very carefully with faith, and carry out that person's order. Accept that person as your life and soul, and serve them with unprecedented trust. If one will honor, treat that the Vaishnavas in this way, then he can get trained. So Gurudev said that one should give up all grace power. Once you give up all envy and try to honor Vaishnavas accordingly. Why? Because if anyone has any envy in their heart, then they cannot meditate on that Navadvip Dham and that Braja Dham where Astakala Lila is eternally going on. For the Astakala Lila's mind, for the complete absorption of the heart, 24 hours a day, in one time Gaur Lila, one time Krishna Lila. How is it possible if you have any envy in your heart? It is impossible. So try to follow the teachings of Krishna in Gita. In chapter 2, Krishna says, Dukeshwaru Vignamana Sukeshu Vigatas Priya Vita Raga Bhaya Koda Sita Dhirmuni Uchate. Who is Sita Dhirmuni? Muni means one who can do manan, one who can meditate steadily. He is called Sita Dhirmuni. Who can meditate on the throne of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas? That's the Kalyanila. Those who do Keshwaru Vignamana. When problems come in their life, then they are never disturbed. When success comes in their life, then they never become elated and celebrate. They are playing in happiness and distress. Vita Bhaya Raga Krodha. They never become angry with anyone. They never attach to anything in this world. And they are not afraid of anything. Oh, that person, they go speak a dear Muni, they can meditate on Astakala Lila. So Srila Gurudev said, give up all great power, all enmity. So anyone in this world, don't keep any enmity towards anyone, and then you can enter into bhajan. Then you can do Lila Chintan. Srila Gurudev explained Srila Krishna Karwar Goswami Path. He was first one to explain. Rupa Goswami only gave a hint of Mahaprabhu's Astakala Lila and Radhakrishna's Astakala Lila in his Sriman Mahaprabhu Smart Mangala Stotra. And taking that, Srila Krishna Kalwar Goswami, he gave Govinda Lilamrita, and in a expanded form, he explained after Kali Lila. And after that, Srila Vishnu Sadi Thakur, in his Krishna Bhavanamrita. So if you want to follow this Lila Chintan, one will have to give up all enviousness. Then, final point, Srila Gurudev explained that in Bhagavad Gita there are 12 vayas, 12 forests and 12 upavayas, sub-forests. So all of them you will find here. Koda Bhiti is over there. Mother Guru Bhiti is Bandirvan. Sumatra Ga is Kumulvan. Gautam Bhiti is Nandagaon. And Vartana. Janu Bhiti is Kabirvan. Rishi Bhiti is Radhakun. Therefore all the places of Radhakrishna's pastime are available. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remember in this Navadvip Dham. In this Navadvip Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Even those who would see him from very far away, they would attain praise. So Srila Gurudev gave the final conclusion. If one will come to Navadvip Dham, take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and be very careful. What? Observe. Srinada Pisa Nishena Saroyuga Tishtana Amanena Manadena Chaitanya Sadari. Always chanting and dancing, give respect to others. Don't demand the honor from others. Tolerate all difficulties and consider oneself more insignificant than a blade of grass. Then very, very easily one will attain Krishna praise and this great secret confidential coveted treasure of Rupa Nuga Vaishnava in the form of the service of Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously in their Astakali Lila. Sri Navadvipdham Ki Jai, Sri Madhav Sisi Ki Jai, Sri Akadasi Bhakthavan Kari Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Sri Gurudev.